America's efforts to explore space over the last six decades captured the nation's imagination.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's history, which is still being written. A Ventura County man is helping to write it.
I'm a research associate with Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. I'm supported to do research on subjects of air and space, more space than air in the last few years.
Michael McGorn of Simi Valley has spent most of his life as a military and government historian.
I worked as a historian and then a history supervisor for the Air Force, first chief historian of the Environmental Protection Agency. Went back to the Air Force, and then the last 13 years of my career, I worked for NASA as chief historian at NASA Dryden Flight Research Center.
The Ventura County man has authored or co-authored 9 books. He says he loves trying to tell America's space story, in part because much of it has never been told before.
It's a great subject to write about for a historian because the field is not littered with the bodies, if you want to call it that, of other historians who have tried to write about it. You can make a fresh start on many of the subjects that exist in the field. It's a really interesting and dynamic blend of personalities, very often strong personalities, who are in the field, and technology, which people always find interesting.
Telling these stories means McGorn gets to talk to some of the big names in front of and behind the scenes in the space program.
I've met really interesting people. I've met a lot of engineers who have been active in these projects. I've met pilots. I've met astronauts. They're very interesting people. They're very dedicated to the work. That's one of the joys.
As a historian, it also means sorting through mountains of information about the space program, which has never been made public.
Part of the documentation is to do interviews. Part of the documentation exists in archives. But some of the documentation exists in people's desks. And if you establish a good relationship with them, very often people will say, will reach into their desk and take out a file and hand it to you and say, I think this has what you need for what you're writing.
As the researcher talks to us from his Simi Valley office, he's actually in the middle of working on his latest space book.
I have a tentative title, Spacecraft, An Illustrated History of 100 Great Space Vehicles from Around the World. And the idea of the book is to do a global survey of 100 of the most influential spacecraft from the beginning of the space age, 1957, until the present. The publisher linked me up with a guy in Italy, Giuseppe Di Chiara, who is an engineer and illustrator. He's doing illustrations, and I'm writing the historical narrative.
McGorn says he loves getting the chance to tell stories about space exploration, noting it's a subject which has widespread appeal.
Writing, to be honest, is hard work. And editing is hard work. And there's no point doing it if no one's going to read what you write. So you might as well choose a subject that people are interested in. And thankfully, people are interested in this subject. I think the reason has a lot to do with the danger that's inherent. Although my experience working around people who fly these things or engineer these things is that it's remarkably routine day to day. I don't think the feeling is that much different than if you worked at the post office.
McGorn says while he loves writing about space, the research can be grueling. He says he enjoys the challenge of taking complex pieces of the space exploration story and condensing it down into ways which can be accurate yet compelling. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.